Morocco, week 2, Monday. And now, episode 6 of Moon Over Morocco. Without fingers, the hand would be a spoon. While walking through the Medina in Tangier, Jack met a girl, Lila Olupi. But at the time when Jack met the girl, Lila, he was not in the Medina. He was at the villa of the Contessa di Zazzina. And then the next night, Jack barely escaped when the balcony fell from his hotel. Jack says he heard an owl, and then, crack, and off went the balcony. So it appears some of these things actually happened, and some actually did not, much like real life.
Just fell off my room.
The balcony?
Yes, the balcony. It just about took me with it.
Your balcony?
Actually, I much prefer taking the elevator, though I grant you it's not quite as quick.
Good elevator. Very smooth. Good quality.
Well, I wish I could say the same for your balconies.
Everything be okay. We fix.
Look, I just escaped being killed.
Life's cheap.
Well, death isn't. Not where I come from.
No worry. Everything okay.
Everything is not okay. Now, what would make the balcony just break off like that?
Ah, monsieur, they do not make the hotel like before. It is the salt.
What salt?
Salt and sand you make concrete.
Well, what's salt doing in the sand?
Sand comes from the beach.
Oh, what's wrong with that?
Salt.
Salt?
Salt.
You mean the ocean salt is in the sand?
Oui.
So it never dries properly?
Oui, oui.
And they constructed this hotel out of salt sand?
Oui.
Sea salt sand?
Oui, oui.
Well, then how do I know this whole building won't collapse?
Would I be heard of building to collapse?
No, you'd probably be the first one out.
Absolutely.
Well, at least that's some assurance.
Oui.
Jack, I'd like to get together this afternoon.
Good. There's some things I want to talk over with you. Where can we meet?
You don't know Tangier very well.
No, I'm afraid not.
So you wouldn't know the cafe of the One Bridge.
Uh-uh.
In the Medina, you know the Chico Zoco?
Yeah, I know where that is.
Good. There's a cafe there.
The one the hippies like.
Yeah, that's the one.
There's not very many hippies around, are there?
It varies. They bus people, you know. It's a random kind of thing.
Yeah, I've heard that. But there sure are plenty of street hustlers trying to sell me just about anything you can imagine.
It'll calm down after 2 or 3 days of seeing your face around. They'll leave you pretty much alone then.
It's amazing how everyone knows there's a new face in the city.
Very observant people.
The atmosphere here is quite intense. I think it'd be very easy to flip out.
You mean outsiders? Tourists?
Yes.
Yeah, well, people flip out here all the time or get totally wasted. It's not a place to come and indulge in if you're somewhere circling the brink.
Be interesting to know how many people the embassies have had to ship home. You know, it's really funny because when the hustlers try to sell me stuff, I tell them I don't use anything, that I meditate, which I do. But they say, ah, you meditate. And they laugh and laugh. It's the funniest thing they ever heard.
It is kind of funny. Jack, how long will you be staying in Tangier?
Well, since my balcony slipped off, it's been an incentive to get moving.
In which direction?
South. Somewhere. That's what I want to talk to you about. Tell me, Kelly, is it true that pre-Islamic rituals still exist and are practiced in parts of Morocco? Do you know where?
I know some. And Mojo knows. If he'll talk about it.
He's that protective?
He's found a couple of his roots growing out of the ground here.
You seem very hesitant.
Mojo sees things that I don't see. Now, why he does certain things, I don't understand any better than an outsider can understand these people. You'll have to ask him. Anyway, there's no reason to stay around Tangier if you're heading south.
I agree. Can you help me plan this expedition?
Sure.
If we can get together tomorrow.
Why not tonight?
Tonight?
Yeah, if you don't have anything else planned.
Tonight. There's a saying here. For he who builds his kasbah out of halwa, beware the nibblers.
This place again. I've known this place. These tiled corridors and moon shadows upon the floor. And these archways. On, endless. There's that inscription again. Standing in. Damn, I can't make it out. There's a shadow across. And then it says, of our own light. Standing in the something of our own light.
Where are the nibblers? I like their sense of humor.
We'll meet this evening, then?
I heard some bells. What are they?
Water cellars.
Water cellars?
You haven't seen them? They carry leather bags filled with water, and around their necks they have these tin cups. They ring a bell for anyone who's thirsty. You're all right?
Yes. I'm fine.
Just come by the bar. I have some pretty good maps we can go over. See you tonight.
What a strange thing. Does it have something to do with the Mazamuda? What is the Mazamuda? Look at these people. Their eyes. There's so little that escapes them. The understanding of an Arab is in his eyes. Thank you. Lila Ulupi, where have you been?
You must leave Tangier.
No, no, no. Is there somewhere where we can go to be alone?
It is not like in your country. It is not right.
I just meant someplace that's quieter.
You must leave. Quickly. Tonight.
Not yet. Not until I'm able to talk with you.
But you must leave.
In time.
No time.
Tonight. I've got to see you tonight.
No.
Yes. I won't leave until we can talk.
Oh, but you must.
Tonight.
Then the beach.
What time?
As the moon rises.
Good.
And then you go?
Maybe. Tomorrow.
Tonight.
Tomorrow. Maybe.
You do not understand.
It's all right. I'll leave tomorrow. But only if you will see me tonight.
We have a saying. If a man puts a cord around his neck, God will provide someone to pull it. Remember that.
Moon Over Morocco is a continuing adventure serial brought to you daily, Monday through Friday.
If you like what you're listening to, please visit zbs.org, where you can order this podcast as a complete set without this mention, as well as many other fine, wonderful, amazing, awesome, and brilliant productions. All are available on MP3. ZBS.org.
Tune in this same time tomorrow when you'll hear...
I don't know, Mojo. This girl that he met.
You seen her, boss?
No.
Figure she's dangerous?
I don't know. Something's weird.
Figure she's got a figure, boss?
Who knows? He met her at the Contessa's. Interesting name she has. Lila Ulupi. What's wrong?
Nothing, boss. Nothing.
You look a little white, Mojo.
Really? I gotta get up and find me a mirror and see that.
Moon Over Morocco is produced by ZBS Media.